I'm Liam Connors with this VPR News. An Amtrak passenger train carrying 102 people derailed in Northfield after pieces of a rock ledge fell onto the tracks. Seven people were injured in the accident, including one who was airlifted to Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, emergency officials say it could have been much worse.
Bob Redmond and his wife had traveled from Indian River, Michigan to take in the wonders of New England's fall foliage. Their rail tour had taken them through Massachusetts and into Vermont, where they watched the passing autumn scenery through the windows of their Amtrak rail car.
We were sitting in the very back of the car, and I just heard a bunch of rumbling and rumbling. And I was like, well, we're off the track and going sideways, and all of a sudden the car on the side, in front of us, beside us.
Redmond was among the scores of dazed passengers who had gathered in the front yard of a Northfield home near the crash site. Fire trucks, ambulances, and state police cruisers idled in the steep driveway leading to the makeshift staging area as people emerged one by one from the woods, some with assistance from emergency medical technicians. Gail Higgins is a California resident also visiting for the foliage.
The train just started shaking like crazy and then rocking, and we hear, you know, brake noise, and we saw windows. It was pretty surreal. And, you know, you just goes through your mind, is this really happening?
School buses arrived to ferry the passengers to Norwich University. The school's food service staff prepared a meal for the unexpected guests. Passengers sat in folding chairs set up in the university armory, and many called their worried loved ones. Governor Peter Shumlin canceled his previous plans to drive to Northfield to meet with the stranded passengers.
My heart goes out to the passengers and the crew who went through this traumatic experience. And we're very, very lucky that there was no loss of life.
Five of the six rail cars jumped the tracks, and the engine slid down a steep embankment and ended up in a small stream. Shumlin says hazmat crews were working to clean up a diesel spill. Shumlin says state and federal officials will investigate the incident, but he says speed wasn't a factor, and he says he has no reason to believe the event is symptomatic of underlying safety deficiencies. The tracks where the accident occurred are privately owned and operated by New England Central Railroad. Shumlin says a freight train passed through the same stretch without incident Sunday night, and that the ledge had likely collapsed hours before the derailment. Bob Redmond says the experience was jolting, but not one that will sour his vacation.
Luckily, we're okay, and we'll continue on with our trip. It's a wonderful state. We've enjoyed being out here in the east, and we'll be okay. It's just a little interruption.
Officials say Amtrak will service the route by bus until the track is repaired. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.